We'll take our first question from Tim Rokossa from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Tim Rokossa from Deutsche Bank. Thanks for taking my questions. That would be three, please. First of all, regarding the development that we've seen in Q3, in particular in the systems division, was there anything in there which is kind of a one-off nature and which will not occur again in Q4? Or is there any other specific region why, even with the updated outlook, you are now implicitly guiding for a quarter which will rather be on the Q1 level that we've seen this year and not really be characterized by any increase? Secondly, could you maybe quantify the VW order that you also announced this morning a bit more specifically with respect to revenues and also, for example, how the order development will ramp up during 2013 and 2014? And lastly, could you maybe provide us with a regional split of your order intake, please? Thank you.
Okay. Let me start with the first two, and then Peter will look at the regional split. On Q3 system, there are no one-offs in. So it's just, it's an ongoing development. We are in systems. We have a great revenue achieved. And I think also on the order intake, we have guided that the first half of the year was stronger than the second half of the year. And as you know, we have a normal quarter is something which is in the range of 350 to 400 million, with robotics 150 and systems 200 plus minus. So I think we don't see any particulars in the third quarter, and we have no changes for the fourth quarter. And long term, we are very convinced and see that automotive remains robust. And as mentioned, GI, we see some branches which are more, of course, more volatile, but in total, our confidence or the confidence of our customer is very positive. On the Volkswagen order, 6,000 robots, biggest ever contract with Volkswagen, so Paul Kucker is proud to get this offer and to be partner to Volkswagen, but we are not allowed to give any specifics on the order value. But you can do your calculation since you're aware of the order, the revenues in robotics and the numbers, but we are not allowed to give any guidance here. On the split, Peter will elaborate on the split.
Yeah, regarding order intake, from my point of view, it's around 40% for Europe, 30% for the U.S., for Americas, and 20% for the Asian region. The rest is for others.
Great, thank you. Maybe just a bit more clarification on this VW order. I understand you cannot really give us much more details with respect to the order size overall in terms of revenues and profitability, but maybe just regarding the order ramp-up, because I understand you will be booking this basically starting from now until 2014. Will it be rather back-end loaded or equally spread over the whole time horizon? Thank you.
Just to be clear on this, so... We are not, we have the contract, it's a frame contract, and we are going to, as mentioned, it starts to be order intake in 2013 and 14, and it's for the Volkswagen German and Eastern European plants, so it's nothing for 2012, we're talking about 2013 and 14.
Okay, thank you.
We shall take our next question from Peter Rothenacker from Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. One question regarding your sales guidance. So after 9 months, we now have a sales volume of more than 1.3 billion. Typically, the fourth quarter is relatively strong in terms of invoicing in the systems division. Is it fair to assume that normally you should be able in the fourth quarter to generate sales in excess of 400 million? So we will then have full year sales definitely of more than 1.7 billion. Second question regarding your tax ratio. In the first 9 months and also in the third quarter, you had a relatively high tax ratio of 38%. What is the reason for this, and what can we expect for the full year?
Let me start with the sales guidance. We have concretized our guidance from above 1.6 now to at least 1.65 billion. That means from the number we have today, which is 1.3 billion, 350 plus. I think that we see it as the fourth quarter is more like a normal quarter. But therefore, I think that is what we can guide today. So we see at least 350, which is 1.3 to 650. But there could be more room up. But as SS Math guided, 650 is at least a number.
Regarding the tax ratio, yes, we are around 38%, and we expect to be there for the full year too. And there are several reasons. If you have to compare the group earnings before taxes to the real paid taxes of the entities, and there are some differences between the two.
So going forward, also for 2013, 2014, do you expect the tax ratio in the same amount?
Roughly, yes.
Okay, thank you.
We shall take our next question from Sven Schwabanski from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Just actually a question on the order intake development. It has gone down quite a bit from Q1 to Q3 now. And what's your vision there for Q4 and also for 2013? Has this VW order already brought you back to substantially higher levels in Q4 compared to Q3? And then also, how do you see the general dynamics going on in the automotive industry currently? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I think it's in the order intake development, this year-on-year is stable. Very important that we don't see any weakness on the automotive sector. If you look at the book-to-bill ratio in robotics, is still around one, which is very positive. And we have also give clear that in the systems business we have seen more big contract, larger orders in the first half of the year, and therefore second half of the year we still an unchanged momentum, but we see a lower number of big orders. Therefore, I think we expect as we guided in the past, we see the fourth quarter as a normal quarter with something in the round of 350 million order intake, which is clearly comes back to the guidance we gave, that we see a stronger first half of 2012 than the second half of 2012. We see an unchanged momentum that our, we have a capacity utilization for next year, which is going far in the next year. We see no change in our automotive customers, which are, progressing on a very high level. And so therefore, I think I'm positive on 2013. I'm very positive on Asia. See more push in the U.S. And I think in Europe we have two parts in Europe. One is growing and one we have to follow on. But overall, I'm very positive on the robotic-based automation.
Okay, thank you. And then just one follow-up regarding free cash flow. You said you're minus 30 for the first 9 months. Can you give us any sort of guidance for the full year?
Yeah, regarding cash flow, we have now a higher working capital. It increased by around 40 million if you compare it to the third quarter of the prior year. And with this increased working capital by roughly 40 million euro, we are pre-financing our growth currently. And for the quarter four, we expect to cash in more or less that amount of working capital being now bound in inventories and our trade receivables primarily. And therefore, in the last quarter, or let's say for the full year, we expect a cash flow in the range of 30 to 40 million plus.
Okay, thank you.
We shall take our next question from Felix Fischer from Lucro Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. Just one clarification, the 30 to 40 million, I assume that refers to your free cash flow, question number one. And second question is FX. I think last quarter your margins, particularly in the robotics division, was supported by FX effects. Could you quantify FX effects on the margins and on revenues for both divisions, please?
Yeah, regarding the cash flow, yes, I meant the free cash flow to be positive in the range of 30 to 40 million for the full calendar year. Second, FX. In the quarter three, we had more or less no FX effect for the whole group, only some 100,000 euros.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We shall take our next question from Jesko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Questions left from my side is the one on your order you reported today about the 6,000 robots. Is it purely a robotics order, or is there also systems attached, and if not, how likely you see that there could be some follow-up orders also for the systems part? Mm-hmm. And secondly, the general industry in Q3 was kind of weak to me, so could you give me kind of explanation why the order intake just reached slightly below 60 million and was not as performing as before, and even comparing it to the last year, it is not a strong growth. So what are the reasons behind that?
Okay. Let me start with the Volkswagen order. I'm very proud that we have announced today to deliver 6,000 robots to Volkswagen. We are working in both divisions, so in robotics and in systems with Volkswagen. Today was the right time to announce the Volkswagen contract. We are clearly also having systems business on the Volkswagen side. But I think today it is clearly a robotics business, but there could be some systems business attached to it. On the GI side, as mentioned already in our little discussion here, that the GI had been stronger in the second quarter 2012. However, compared to the last year, we have seen easy growth. We don't, you know, and I think that's most important that we kept nearly the same percentage of GI business. Also, automotive is growing very, very fast. And whilst automotive is focusing on the premium segment and see an unchanged strong momentum in the general industry, we have different sub industries which are developing not unanimously in the same direction. We see, for example, that in some sub segments the development is weaker than the other ones. For example, we see in the wood industry that a little bit weaker. We see that electronics in the solar industry a little bit weaker. We see strong momentum in the CNC, in the machine tool business. We see a strong momentum. We see some undefined or called some neutral development in the welding part of the industry. So, you know, we have in GI, we see this levels out. And what we have done, we have a strategy which is focusing on GI. We have now launched the Agilus. The sale of Agilus did start in September, so we have only 1 month of Agilus in our books, and we see that GI is our future path to keep our number one position automotive, but to push further on GI. And I see the growth year on year compared to other industries is very positive. However, also room to improve.
Okay, thank you.
We shall take our next question from Stefan Augustin from Kepler Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello gentlemen, Stefan Augustin from Kepler. I have two questions. The first one would be actually on the gross result of systems. If I look at the third quarter of 31.6 and the second quarter of 31.7, it is that the 50 million additional sales did not really contribute to the gross result. So, what makes what is why shall I not think that all the additional EBIT actually came from KTPO in the third quarter? And the next question is again on general industry and the robotic business. With Agilus coming to the market, do you think it is fair to assume that for the fourth quarter, in absolute terms, he would be able to generate a higher order intake over the third quarter? And otherwise, would normal seasonality point to a fourth quarter that is lower than the third quarter, so that the automotive industry is actually a little bit more, let's say, hesitant in the fourth quarter and will come back again in the first quarter in 2013? Is that a fair assumption? Thank you.
Let me start with the second part of it, and then Peter will focus on the cross margin. We try to answer the question with some answers. So first of all, I think automotive, we don't see any weakness. It's an unchanged high momentum in robotics and systems. Some bigger contracts came in the first half of the year so far, and I don't see any weakness for 2013. Our books don't indicate any weakness, and we have today a good visibility for systems for 2013. And we also have a good visibility on robotics with the order backlog, plus now, for example, the Volkswagen contract. As you know, these frame contracts are not order backlog. They are only getting into order received once the robots are called, which is starting in 13 and 14. Agilus, we did start in September. Agilus is part of our GI strategy to come, to add to our product portfolio from the heavy and medium payloads to the lower payloads, and therefore we have an additional market of 20,000 to 25,000 robots per year, where we today are not really where we are present, but not present as KUKA. So an additional 3,000 to 4,000 robots we can achieve, giving the same market share we have in the medium and higher payloads. Therefore, really Agilus is a project for the next 2 years. It's not for one quarter, two quarters, and it can only say that the start of the sales and the launch is very, very positive, and Agilus rounds up our product portfolio. Same as the lightweight does. So KUKA we can deliver robots from 1.3 ton towards 5 kilos, and we have the sensitive robot with the lightweight robot, and I think that is clearly our way that we, on the one hand, are number one in automotive, where robots are getting, where costs are driven, where we're very, very focused to work together with our premium automotive customers, but same push on the GI side. And as you look in the last 2 years, we have seen a phenomenal, tremendous growth in automotive, but we managed that the GI business is nearly as strong as automotive, and then that's giving us clearly the team which is working here, the team and the new products, and therefore I think we are here on the right track for the GI push. Time back to the first question on the margin, on the cross profit.
Yeah. Regarding cross margin for systems, there are two effects. First, if we look at the operational development, then we see an improved price quality of the projects, that we have an advanced process management for these projects, and what Till Reuter mentioned before, that we see the first fruits of our hub concept. That is the positive part, and there is a compensating effect of having some startup costs outside of Europe to start up our companies in Asia,
which came into effect just in Q3 2012.
Mainly, and that is Q3, yeah.
Yeah, and that is the reason why the additional 50 million in sales did not contribute to gross profit.
That is one of the main effects if you look at gross margin.
Okay, that still would leave me that the EBIT margin expansion quarter on quarter is most likely from KTPO.
No.
Okay.
All areas of systems contributed to that. Assembly and test, body in white, KTPO, yes, too, but it's driven by all subsegments of systems.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We shall take our next question from Peter Rothenacker from Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes. Once again, on the Agilus and the lightweight robot, could you give us more background what number of sales we can expect here for 2013? With that, when do you think you will be able to reach the 12% margin for robotics? I think you mentioned some quarters ago. Is it then a real target for 2014? With regards to systems, can you give us some background about your strategy discussions? Is there something we can expect for the remainder of 2012 with regards to corporations? And how do you see the current market situation in systems? Is there any change in the competitive environment?
So it's really five very broad questions, which I hopefully time is enough, but let me start on this. Agilus on lightweight, starting with the product. In the last presentations, we have laid down that KUKA in the past was focusing mainly on the medium and heavy payloads, which is the addressable market of 80,000 robots. We see that with Agilus, on the smaller side, we have an additional market of approximately 20 to 25,000 robots, which we can now attack, or we can get our market share. If you assume that we're getting in 2 years our market share of 15%, it means another 3 to 4,000 robots over the next 2 years on the Agilus side, which is additional and which is GI. So assume just that's a revenue potential of 50 to 60 million purely on the Agilus. And I think if you look at the fair number for 2013, if the long-term goal is 3,000 plus, and 2013 should be at least 1,000. On the lightweight robot, it's a unique product from KUKA. It's sensitive in all axes, and therefore it will allow to have a further step in industrialization and a further step in human in man-machine cooperation, where the robot can work closer with the man. The assumption is here that the whole market is something like 15,000 robots for lightweight robots, and we're getting a bigger share than only our 15% market share. Therefore, also I think it's here fair that this market will be something where we get over the next 2 years, maybe in 13, 500 plus, and then ongoing 1,000 plus on the lightweight side. So there are two new products which are coming to market, which are coming or are already in the market since September, and therefore that's also a big potential on the GI side. The 12% question. So once you hit a target margin from the past, you have to think about what the next target margin you have to communicate. That's a good time. I think when we did start in 2009, and lots of people on the phone are no KUKA from 2009, I think it was very important that we in both divisions did reach our target margin of from 2009, 5 and 10%. We have reached the target margin of 10% plus in robotics in all quarters 2012, and also see it at least for the full year, that we are coming towards 10.5 to 11% for the full year. And we have also reached our 5% in systems. The target margin of 12% is a midterm goal. You were mentioning 2014. I think it's a little bit early to give a guidance for 14. I think we're talking about 13 at the beginning of 13. We see that the robotic-based automation trend is ongoing, and we don't see any weakness, and we believe in the robotic-based automation because lots of industries are going to be more efficient, rising wage costs, and therefore I think the trend is intact. We have the right products. We are focusing more on GI, and as you can see, the more GI we do, the better the margin is, and with Agilus and lightweight, and also Quantec in a GI in 12 and 13, we also will be able to achieve higher margin for the whole of robotics. If it's as early as 2014, now I don't want to give any guidance on this today. I see that for 2013, robotics should be in the range of 10%. But long-term goal, clearly 12%, coming from the products and coming from general industry. Systems. Maybe I start with the market situation and then I'm coming over to a strategic discussion. The market situation and system is unchanged, and our premium customers in the automotive side are investing globally in their expansion. Expansion in China, expansion in South America, and also in the product in Europe, as you could see from the Volkswagen, the contract of the 6,000 robots, which has to be implemented also in Europe, in Germany, but also in Eastern Europe. So we don't see any, you know, we see clearly, we look at the press release and the feedback from our customers, but on the investment cycle of our customers, we don't see any changes. It's very positive on a high level. In both divisions. And the only thing which is evident that in the first half year we have bigger contracts from two premium customers which helped us or which gave a very good start in 2012. And now we have the second part of the 2012 where we just see that for Q4 we see some order intake in the range of, you know, 200 for systems, 150 for robotics, which is our normal quarter. So something between 350 and 400 million for Q4. And the long-term trend in both divisions unchanged. Coming to the third question, which I want to answer as last question, the background, the strategy, maybe first, you should not expect something happening in the fourth quarter, that it will be, if it's not an expectation you should have. Strategy is something which is long-term, mid-term to long-term, as it is in a GI, in robotics with the Agilus and the lightweight and the focus on the segments, same we do in the system side with a strong automotive business in body and white and assembly and test. We are focusing on other industries. We managed over the last year to be a brand name in the aerospace industries. We have logistics industries as one future topic in our list. We are working on organically. And as you are aware of, we also have some more or less strategic discussion on potential partner opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's our job to work on this, and we see a big, you know, we see also opportunities if we manage to grow further in the non-automotive segments, so keeping number one, number two positions automotive, but expanding in the non-automotive to getting less dependence on any cycle. But this is something which is midterm ongoing. And we are today not in position to give you more clarity, but it should be clear on your side that we are working towards getting less dependent automotive. In robotics, we have a 50% automotive plus minus and 50% industry. In systems, the dependency is more like 75 to 80%. Therefore, it's clearly one of the tasks to lower the dependency on our customers on the automotive side.
Thank you for the comprehensive answers. The only thing, my systems question regarding the situation was more on the competition side. Could you perhaps comment on this aspect?
Yeah. I think what we see and also in both segments, if you look in the VDMR numbers in robotics and systems, you see that KUKA managed to grow better than the market. I think it's just in a little bit more. So I think in robotics we see that the big players, the big four, are getting more market shares and the smaller ones are getting a little bit weaker. So it's something where the global position helps us to be very positive on the robotics side. The same is on the system side. So our premium customers are globally and they want to have one global standard. So we see that being global, we are a mid-sized company. We are not something like a 10 billion company, coming up to 1.7, 1.8 billion. But the global reach is very important for our customer that we have the same quality, the KUKA quality around the globe, be it in China, be it in Turkey, be it in Western Europe, being in the U.S., being in Brazil. And that's something where I think the competition is sometimes more focused on a single region. So focus maybe purely on Europe, focus purely on the U.S., and we have here, I think, managed that we have a global organization systems which is efficiently managed with my partner in the board or in the management with Larry Drake and Frank Lindemann here. So we have Europe and U.S. very stable, and we also have a good partner in Asia. So I think that's something where KUKA got stronger over the last 2 years, being more global, and the competition is mainly more in one area, and customers are asking for this global reach. And therefore, I think we have managed to be stronger compared to the competition. However, I think it's an ongoing process where we have to always see what the competition is doing. We know the competition is a Comau, is a ThyssenKrupp, is the EBZ, the EDAC. It's some Chinese competition, clearly. But KUKA quality is something which you can get globally in China, in Europe, and I think that is where we also differentiate and got stronger over the last 2 years.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. We shall take our next question from Stefan Bohm from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. The first one is on the lightweight robot business. You indicated positive news flow in 2012 and also for early 2013 already. Is there anything more specific you can share with us with respect to your marketing efforts on this project? And second is on your R&D costs. I was wondering how much you target to capitalize for the full year 2012, and any indication you could give us for 2013 would also be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Lightweight, let me start with lightweight. Must be clear that the automation trend, you have clearly more flexible, you have lighter robots, smaller robots, but also you have new ways of collaboration which is coming with a lightweight robot. The lightweight, what is clear, we will start our serial production in December 2012, which we already indicated or were telling you quarters ago, so that's already planned. And we see that our customers, I think we have one example which is maybe you're not 100% aware of, that we already did assemble more than 200,000 transmissions with Daimler with the lightweight 4. We are now going this in the mass production, so something where we see more momentum and also more positive feedback from customers on the lightweight 5. I think what we know is in December we will start our serial manufacturing, which is an important next step for us and also an important step for KUKA for the next stage of automation. Coming back to the R&D cost, Peter will give you some indications.
Yeah, we expect to capitalize something around 12 million euro. And that is a quote of 27% of our total R&D cost.
Okay, and this quote is to be expected for 2013 as well, or?
Difficult to say, more or less, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. We have no further questions in the queue at this time.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. If you have further questions, please contact the IR department of KUKA. And yeah, we all wish you a kind of very nice evening and afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.